matters if I turn the volume up on here or not, but I will. Everyone got real quiet.
Because you pushed the button.
How close do we have to be? Scary.
You should be okay. I mean, just, you know.
I felt terribly loud in the last episode because I was
I was sitting farther away.
Yeah, and I had the microphone in my mouth.
I was like, no, you were just, I sit it down.
It sounded like
you were closer, and I was like out back here, la la, just look at me, po.
This is the first one where we don't have to worry about bees.
Oh my God. Wow. It's going to be very relaxing. Oh, yes. This is a podcast, and it's called Dead Drunk Uncle. That's what it's called, right?
Yes.
Sometimes I think I mix up the words.
No, no.
No, you're good.
And today we have...
Tessa.
And...
Betsy.
And me.
And you have your script this time.
I do. As a matter of fact, this is the script from last time. Because after the IT guy added ink to the printer...
Oh, it worked?
It worked.
I'll be darned.
And out popped all these things that I had printed for last week.
You're so ready.
Yeah. Or not last week. That was 2 weeks ago. Oh, man. Last week, nothing came out, and I had a meltdown of epic proportions.
It was cool, though. I didn't mind staying home.
I felt real bad, because it was like I was holding on to the last fucking minute. Like, it was like all night. I didn't sleep hardly. I'm sitting up at 3 a.m. with rollers in my hair just playing.
You're like, I'm not coming. I immediately stripped where I was and put on my...
That was kind of what I just did. This,
right where I stood.
Well, we visited in our pajamas the other day.
Yeah. Well, I put on... See, I only wear pajamas mostly. Like, these are outdoor clothes, but they're pajamas.
Yeah.
So, it was a new pair. I got
mine were actual pajamas,
everything.
I believe.
Well, for that order from Shein I was saying, I got everything was just sweats and flannels and t-shirts. So it's pajamas, it's daytime wear,
everything
formal wear
pajamas
in this town.
If you try hard enough.
Yeah. And I try.
Good for you. You're doing it, Steph. These are super cute because it's all coordinated.
Yeah. Look, it matches.
It doesn't, but it does.
Oh, I thought it totally came together. Your
no,
pink
I just
plaid.
Saw it and went, that looks like those pants. I'm gonna buy it.
It's cute.
And then I get a hot flash and I'm sweating, and so I have to take off the flannel.
Hey, at least you can continue to strip.
Yeah.
I mean, no judgment. If you need to go further.
My panic attacks lately have ended with me having to, like, go in the bathroom and rip all my clothes off and lay on the floor.
It's been a rough one.
And I don't know why that's what I need to do. She's going to turn the temperature down.
Turn the heat down.
Because you feel like that, too. And I was like, well, maybe it is actually.
No, it's very I'm actually cold. Like, if you touch my skin, you will know I'm cold.
Well,
but I'm still sweating.
Till I get up and
oh no, that's good. Like when I walked in here and I was talking to your husband, my glasses were all the way fogged up.
Oh god.
So, because he's just so hot, my glasses fogged up.
I was so glad he wasn't here because I.
Oh, I know. I know. That's why I sent him away.
Good idea.
So it's just us housewives. Oh, I was going to wear my Real Housewives of Tiffin shirt that I made.
I mean, technically, you can pretend you have it on.
I mean,
yeah,
I
no
do
one
have
even
it
knows.
On. Hold on a second. I'm going to go home and change. Don't. Why do I think that's how I walk?
All of your fans in Australia probably really missed you.
You know what? We are losing fans in Australia.
Should we not talk about that?
Well, okay, maybe it's not that we're losing fans in Australia. We're gaining fans in the UK.
Oh, I'll be darned.
All right.
The UK is
I'll take
like 18 or 19% or something. And Australia, I think, is like 36 or 35% of our audience. I don't do anything with these numbers. I just look at them because they're interesting.
Does the
when
like,
I sit
does
there,
the app like or the, mm-hmm. the platform or whatever like pull it out for you?
Yeah, okay. This is a commercial.
I was gonna say, do you like?
No, really, it
do
is.
Do you math? Because I wouldn't math this up. I would just.
There is all this stuff, but I'm afraid if I touch it that I'll stop
it.
Yeah. But I can just go in and go under analytics, and sometimes when I'm sad, I go in there and go. 2,400 people have listened to this.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And none of them told me I was a dumbass.
Yeah, to my face.
Well, you know, it's the internet.
Yeah,
they
sure
totally
would.
Would.
Yeah.
No, I was really surprised, like, because when you send me the link to listen, I usually listen while I'm driving for work. And I found us on Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So, like, anyone can hear me just rattle off at my mouth?
Oh, yeah. It gets picked up on everything.
Great.
Yeah. I submitted RSS feed to Apple And then next thing I know, I go in and it says, look at the podcasts that are available, or that your podcast is available on the platforms, whatever. And it's like this whole list of all these things. I didn't submit it. I guess that Anchor.
Anchor is your sponsor.
Yeah. It is. Well, they don't sponsor. They pay per listen. And
it's rolling in.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, guys, we each have a good $5 in this if we split it up evenly.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to pay for the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Not that big thing of it, but like one a piece.
We can get a small coffee. Yeah. So, I have in my hand... Look! I'm still getting my alerts for Dr. Zoe earwax removal. I love watching earwax removals.
I can't.
I don't like pimple popper, but I like earwax.
I don't know.
I only like certain pimple popping. I don't like the ones that come out like paper mache. I like the squirty ones.
Yeah. Mm. I like the fungus.
There's a genre.
I prefer the fungus in the ear extractions to the wet wax.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not as satisfying as when they peel the dead skin off and pull it out.
Yeah, that's
and then they put the cream on the red skin to soothe it.
That's
oh,
I have to say, in reality, I prefer the wet wax.
Oh, I'll watch it. It doesn't attract me. But I just love it. It's so
coming from a healthcare
person. You have to try it.
You know, I remember watching, because doctor would use like the water irrigator on people's ears and seeing what came out afterwards.
It's exciting when it works well.
It's very upsetting.
I think it's fulfilling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's satisfying.
Right, yes, but like that's what's called, like, I saw, he was a carpenter and his ears were just full of sawdust.
Oh, shoot.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, they were like plugged. It was amazing.
It is. And you got to watch this. They get all right up in there. I got myself a camera so I can see inside my ear.
I really wanted one.
Oh, I got one.
It's so weird.
And also, I told myself it was good so that like I could see my throat. So I could tell if it was just a sore throat or if it was something that I needed to bother someone
with. The hypochondriac in me wants that so bad.
But now I just like to look in my ears with it.
They came here for murder and they're learning so much.
Well, you know, sometimes you think it feels like it's full or something. You're not sure. So I look in there and see, nope, it's all clear in there.
Look at me. Squeaky clean.
Clean as a whistle.
The first time I got one of those irrigators, like I ordered it on my own, had it delivered here, and I tried it out on Lexi. And she has no earwax. And she was standing, and she about hit the deck. I was like, ooh, okay, I'm all glad I get it. Thank you first.
It'll get you in there.
Yeah.
They have, I saw one of the first videos I was watching. the doctor was doing the thing, and the lady laying down in the chair passed out.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fascinating, too.
There were a couple people that couldn't tolerate it at all.
Yeah.
It's like it hits something in there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Yes, if you're still listening, if you cleaned the earwax out of your ears, whether it be dry or fungal peel, I have a press release in my hands, and I'm not even kidding. It really is. Look at it. It says, for immediate release, it is a press release.
That's
legit, sent to me from Captain Raymond Floyd.
All
right. I am pretty fucking important in this case right now.
Well, yeah.
I didn't go to the meetings. I didn't want to intimidate anyone
right.
with my knowledge.
That's so kind of you, too.
I know.
I'm selfless.
Turn this off so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can count to 5.
That's pretty.
Isn't it pretty? So rainbow. They had the one, it was like black, and then they were like, oh, there's another one. I wonder what the difference is. And they opened it, and I said, that's the one I want.
Because, you know, it's important when you're vaping that your vape is pretty.
Oh, yeah. And it matches my grinder. Randomly, it just does. So, my important press release, because I'm in charge of all the crimes in the world, and I'm going to solve them now. I'll give you the contact information listed here. No, I think it... Oh, there's tip line, so you don't need that. This is just for the important people to read.
Right. All of us don't need to know that stuff.
This is regarding, if you will, multi-jurisdictional meeting on I-70 serial killer. Police departments from Indianapolis, Wichita, Terre Haute, St. Charles, and Raytown, along with agents from the ATF and FBI, met this week in St. Charles, Missouri, this week. I'm reading it.
Okay.
I didn't say it that way. To collectively review homicide investigations in each city committed by the I-70 serial killer in April and May of 1992. Investigators discussed each investigation, reviewing evidence and how advances in forensic technology can help solve these cases. All police departments and federal agencies are committed to using every resource available to bring justice to the family and friends of Robin Foldauer, Patricia Smith, Patricia Majors, Michael McCown, Nancy Kitzmiller, and Sarah Blessing. At the time of these six homicides, the white male individual is believed to have been 22 to 40 years of age, 5'5" to 5'7", 140 to 160 pounds, with sandy blonde hair with a red tint. He was believed to be in possession of a unique firearm at the time of these homicides. We have attached a composite of the individual from 1992 with an age progression composite of the individual today, and examples of the type of firearm that may have been used. Investigators from all departments consistently follow up on all leads, I can tell you that's true, related to these cases. These investigators are aware individuals in these communities possess information which has yet to be shared. If you have information regarding any of these cases, no matter how insignificant you believe it is, please share it with us. You may remain anonymous. We recognize relationships and perspectives change over time. It is not too late to come forward. You can call 1-800-800-3510 or go to stcharlescitymo.gov and click on Crime Maps. Let me just tell you, you have to scroll all the way to the bottom of the page and then click on Crime Maps. It's a little hard to find, just FYI. And there's a link to the I-70 serial killer. Well, if there's a link to him, why don't they just follow the link?
They did an age progression?
Yes.
Oh, you have it.
I thought I printed it. My IT guy probably fucked something up.
Bless his heart.
Phone in
here. No, I'm like, did you think that the age progression looked like your uncle?
The age progression looked more like him than the original picture did. Because this isn't the one that I found that looked exactly like him. The one that they use mostly is one that doesn't look as much like him.
Okay.
But
I probably should have done more homework, but how
you don't have to do any. 1992.
And how old was your uncle-ish back then?
About 40.
Okay.
So at the high end of the
range, like 20 to 40. Yeah. Yes. Most of it was like, all right.
Yeah, like within 20 pounds and 3 inches, but yeah. I guess, like you saying, like, I, you know, you're so unsure.
This is the age progression.
I don't know what your uncle looked like, to be honest.
I don't have any pictures of him as an elderly person. Mm-hmm. I took one picture without him knowing.
But
I felt so bad I deleted it.
Oh.
It was just so I could show people what it looked like.
But like adding to this his alcoholism and smoking.
Right.
Like, because they would have just done normal age progression.
Yeah, he had less hair on top.
But like,
and those are my grandma's eyes.
The
That's
eyes.
What's disturbing. It looks like him and it looks like my grandma. I see my grandma in those eyes. And I think that's what's disturbing. All the different composites, they all look different, but they're all of the same person from people who saw him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like maybe what they noticed was the eyes. Or, you know, so it's like I can look at this one and say, those eyes look just like him. And I can look at another one and go, oh my God, that looks just like his hair or whatever.
Yeah.
Some and they're the same person, but they're different drawings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really creepy to think like, I see a little of him in each of them, but also I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
So
there were like people who actively like saw.
Yes.
He didn't shoot. He was going after women. The only man that they think was a victim was that it was
like a strange outlier or something.
Yeah. Because he had long hair.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I don't feel like he thought it was a woman though, because they said that this guy, he was like 6'4". I mean, he was down on the ground. We're doing a summary, so I'll just,
when we get
to that.
Okay, we'll be patient.
Because that was actually the point of what I wrote these out, because I had seen some comments of people saying they didn't quite follow or asking questions about it. So I thought I would do, I think I even wrote that explanation.
Well, majority of the podcasts we've done, you and I are both very stoned.
Yes.
And we tend to jump around a bit.
I, for the record, am not.
So no. Yes. No.
We have a sober friend here who can watch us in case we have a medical emergency.
There you go.
But I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've only smoked a tiny. Okay, in today's special episode, we're going to try to take a closer look at the crimes of the I-70 killer. I'm going to try to make this episode better reportings to give you fine folks a clearer look at the facts in the cases so we can get justice for the victims. There was a meeting. Oh, I already read the stuff about the meeting. Blah, blah. Okay. So, I was trying to keep track of all of the newspapers, you know, for sources, and I wrote down Kansas City Star from May 16th, 92, so I definitely referenced that. But I guess I didn't write any more down.
Whoops.
But there was the St. Louis Dispatch Post or Post Dispatch. I don't remember. But they had a bunch of really good articles they used to get information. And actually, since this is the one that I wrote 2 weeks ago, I really don't remember that much. But basically, I got a subscription on newspapers.com. And I looked at all these articles and copied and pasted. So anyway.
It's like the amount of time you put into this.
Well, you know, now it's kind of an obsession, mm-hmm. and I sit up at night looking for new articles about it, mm-hmm. so that I can see if there's new information, and there has been some new ones, mm-hmm. But it needs to probably not be so much of an obsession, but like, well, now I feel like I have to solve this crime, yeah. even if it's not him,
or
I still
see
feel
it
like
through.
I have to find him.
Yeah.
It would be a very genuine podcast if you want a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
The energy is needed.
I mean, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't invested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really love you, but I wouldn't give up hours on my Saturday where I could be, you know, Saturdaying.
Saturdaying.
Your hair looks
best.
Nice, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes. It's very shiny. I'm so jealous of shiny.
It's all product. I've found myself a good system.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so on...
Thank you, now I feel really pretty.
On April 8th, 1992, which, just a side note, April 8th, when these killings start, that's your daughter's birthday.
I know, we made that kind of at the same time. I was like, oh.
But the Turd family, you know, mm-hmm. the dad in the Turd family, his birthday is April 8th.
Oh.
Maybe I'm not allowed to say that. Is that an identifying
no.
thing?
No.
You didn't really know.
No.
He's been dead a very long time, so I think it's also different about what... I mean, I don't know anything
I'm
about
sure
him.
I'm sure there's multiple people. I mean, we already have
yeah.
one shared.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also referenced...
Yeah. yeah. Maybe yep. it was... you know.
And mine is on the
we're
same.
We're like not saying her name. It's
no.
like putting
it's
a minor
secret.
In the paper.
Yeah. We can't. Even though she's a major.
yeah.
We still can't. Okay, so on Turd Dad's birthday in 1992, it wasn't like his 40th. You know, it wasn't like a milestone birthday, mm-hmm. so that theory was, why would he kill someone on his friend's birthday? That's
right,
stupid.
But did he go to visit during that time? Was there something?
Yes. I don't know the date specifically because, you know, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept records of all kinds of weird things. I mean... Not weird things, but like old deeds and all weird shit that
right.
you don't need. So I would almost wonder if he kept like a mileage tracker somewhere, you know, where he would, but if he was doing crimes, I guess he wouldn't have, so.
Then yeah, again. It seems reasonable to not check where you
were. I don't usually keep a log of all my crimes. I try to forget them.
No, but the advertiser will keep a log of it.
They sure will. They'll come up with some interesting details, too. So on April 8th, 1992, Robin Fuldauer went to work at the Payless Shoe Source on Pendleton Pike in Indianapolis, Indiana, near I-70. Officers found her at 2:21 p.m. When Robin's district manager from Payless was unable to get Robin on the phone or any answer at all at the store for 45 minutes, she called the Speedway gas station next door and spoke with employee Lucretia Gullett and asked her to go next door to check the Payless store for Robin. When Ms. Gullett entered the shoe store, she saw the cash register was open and called police. Robin Fuldauer had been murdered and was lying on the ground in a back office. Police found the last sale on the register was a pair of men's and a pair of women's shoes at 1:15 p.m. And that's as much as we know about that, really.
In the other killings, was there a robbery also?
Yes. In all of them, there was some money taken from the register, okay. not necessarily all of it, but none of them were stores that you would expect to have much cash mm-hmm. in either, you know?
Yeah, pay less.
Yeah.
They're paying less.
Right, exactly. But they were almost all stores where a woman was working alone, mm-hmm. which is just fucking weird for anyone to work by themselves.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's yeah. terrible. But I'll go off on employees treating people shitty too, so.
Yep.
On April 11th, which is not the birthday of anyone I know of, 1992, Patricia Majors and Patricia Smith were working at Ms. Majors' store, Le Bride d'Elegance and Sir Knight Tuxedo. It's like all one thing, I think. On Kellogg Street in Wichita, Kansas. At approximately 6 p.m., which was closing time, a customer called stating he needed his cummerbund, which is spelled cummerbund, not cumberbund.
Oh, that's strange.
Anyway. Could they please stay a bit late for him to pick it up? And they agreed to stay for him. The customer then showed up. He says between 6:15 and 6:25, he walked in the store, walked down an aisle, and ran into a man with, as he described, an Uzi-style gun.
Oh.
Yeah. The gunman was described as white, about 5'6", and trim at about 150 pounds. I added the trim because they said 150 pounds and 5'6". I was like, that's pretty trim.
Mm-hmm.
He had a reddish blonde hair and stubble. The police stated that the customer and the killer exchanged words, but the killer did not seem to try to make the customer stay, and he ran away. The customer ran away. It is unclear why, but the customer did not contact authorities until 7:30. The police stated the killer didn't attempt to stop the customer with any type of violence, and they can't explain that. The killer had shot and killed both women in the store. Okay, next is on April 27th, 1992, at about 4:30, a woman walked into Sylvia Ceramics in Terre Haute and shot Michael McCown. Mr. McCown had his back to the killer and appeared to have not seen him coming. There are reports that maybe the killer thought Mr. McCown was a woman because he wore an earring and had long hair, but he was also 6'4 and 170, which is extremely trim, mm-hmm. but whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure he appeared to look like a woman, but that is how it's been reported over and over, so I'm editorializing a bit here and saying I don't think that's the case, but I'm no expert. So listen to the experts more. I was much more stoned when I wrote this than I am now. Mr. McCown was a musician and had traveled with bands performing over the years before deciding to settle down and work at his mother's shop. And I remember them in the article that was saying like he was a bass player, and there was something that said he loved the harmonica. And there was a harmonica listed in my uncle's estate on the sale on the website. He was not a musician. I mean, other than that weird thing he played when he was a kid. But...
Glockenspiel?
No. The, like, it's like a...
Your uncle had a lot of strange things.
Yeah, my dad played the accordion, and he played the, like, not a keyboard or something. Mm-hmm. It's like...
I feel like it's right there on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. It's like a Hawaiian keyboard. What? I don't know what, but it was some weird random thing that doesn't have anything to do with the harmonica.
Right.
And the one that I saw on his estate, I don't know anything about them, but it looked awfully nice and like it had been just kept hidden away.
Right.
So.
Right, was a lot of the weird stuff you found trophies from his murders?
That's what I would wonder. Like, there was a weird fake Rolex. Why would he even, like,
right.
he doesn't give a shit about anything. He wouldn't
have a,
care
like
about
a flashy
Rolex.
Watch.
Yeah, he would think it was stupid.
Right.
And they listed that on the estate. They believe it to be fake. It still sold for like $400.
Oh, wow.
Right, but was,
so
was
like...
there a watch missing in any of these?
Not that I know of, but that could also be holdback information.
Right.
You know? So that's also why I've probably been sending so many more, well, not that many, but sending emails to the guy, the investigator dude, because like all the stuff, you know, that I couldn't keep anything. You know, and there's so many things that I don't know could have been connected,
mm-hmm.
you know, with
well,
all those
hindsight,
guns they couldn't sell, you know, so.
Like, knowing now what you know, like, there's so many things you would have taken pictures on and documented.
But luckily, it was an online-only auction, so there are pictures.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
And there are records of where the stuff went.
Because that's the gun was sold.
Yes, and he did get the casings back. He has the casing from my... I haven't heard. I don't have any idea how long it's going to take to do the ballistics comparison, but they have the casings from my uncle's gun. Nice. I'm assuming it's just the casings from the Intertech Scorpion, because that was the one that was sold that would be like the Uzi style looking, you know, to someone who doesn't know anything about guns. Mm-hmm. I would look at it and describe it.
Is that the one
way.
That was really rare?
That's not the super rare one, but the super rare one that he had one that was similar to that is one that like he built or modified so it couldn't be sold. So I know he didn't get any casings from that, but I know where those guns are. So, and that's not public knowledge. So mm-hmm. I made sure to let him know that I can get him in touch with those people. Guns, should he need to. And here's all these weird pictures of all these guns. You might want to take a look at more than that. But the way he said it in the email was that he has the casings from your uncle's gun. So I think he's just referring to the Intertech Scorpion. But truly, I don't know.
Hmm.
I guess it could have been any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling like I have to Google a lot of terms. I don't
know. Well, were they all shot with the same weapon?
Yes. Seems like that's what they're saying.
Yeah, because they didn't really... They were like, we think that it's just, so they're not.
But I'm pretty sure that like the ones that I have on this list here, the ones that they are referring to from this meeting as the I-70 killers, mm-hmm. I think all of these have been related to the same 22. Because there's some other cases that they think are also related, maybe, especially these ones in Texas from 94 and 95. Mm-hmm. But I think that the ballistics don't match.
Okay.
But...
Was your uncle in Texas too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He went to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the friend lived in Arizona.
Yeah.
So there would have been...
Were they always in... They weren't always in Arizona.
No, they had moved out there, I don't know, like in the 80s or something. Probably not too long before this. Yeah. But I don't know, and I can't ask, which sucks. Also, I don't know how Turd Dad died, because he was fairly young. But he was only like 55 or 50 or something. Like he wasn't very old, so I don't know. And in Arizona, it's not public record.
And Turd Dad is like Cunt Women's... husband?
Dad.
Okay.
And then Cunt Mom lives here in town.
Okay.
But she's the only one anywhere around us. The okay. rest of them are all over everywhere else. And the dad has been gone since like 2005.
Okay.
But for some reason, when I'm Googling through stuff, I'm like, but I wonder how he died. Like, did he do it himself? Mm-hmm. Because he felt terrible about things mm-hmm. that he knew or did? I don't know. That's a big stretch.
Is that the basis of the friendship? Like this? Like
see, that's what I don't know. You know, that was.
Well, I don't mean murdering per se, but like these two, like your husband and this man, and then he died, and then like he remained somewhat friends with the Cunt family, or
I don't think he remained friends with them. I think he got in touch with them.
But I mean, they weren't his original friend. Like
the dad was the friend.
Okay,
but I think it was like the family.
I didn't realize there was a dad at this moment.
That's because I never knew anything about him. He's been gone since 2005.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was just like a thought that I had, like, but I wonder how he died, because maybe it was suspicious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the statements that they made to you about being too young.
Yeah.
Like, that for me is such a, like, that just, I think there's more behind that.
Yeah, in a text, one of the cunts, I went from turd to cunt real quick.
I mean, it's... they're interchangeable in
this
situation.
In this case, yeah.
I don't mean to, like, sex a word, but I feel like turd is, like, a manly kind
it's
of a
masculine.
Term.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Masculine.
So he's father turd.
Yeah.
He's only a
mother,
turd, too, because we don't know anything
mother
about
cunt.
Him. And mother cunt and the cunt family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In her text to me at one point, responding to when I finally bitched them out, she was like, I told you before, but she hadn't. We didn't have anything, we couldn't have had anything to do with it. We were too young. But, like, I don't know what she's referring to about them being young. They're older than me.
Mm-hmm. And when you say anything to do with it, you mean, like,
the money.
Oh,
the
gotcha. Okay. I was like, are we now thinking they're allegedly involved in the...
Well, like, there was, like, why would this man leave these young girls, well, like, now that they're older, but at the time that he knew them, they were young. Why is he leaving them money?
It's strange, yeah. It is strange.
And the two, we were too young comment, I think that came up twice.
And in December of 2011, or not December, in the summer of 2011, the mom drove my uncle to an appointment, I think out of state, at least out of town. And it was...
Was it a VA appointment? Like mm-hmm. the Ann Arbor?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know where, but yeah, it was VA appointment. Mm-hmm. And like in August of 2011 is when he changed everything. Mm. So it was pretty immediately after he spent an afternoon with her that he changed everything. And all the changes were documented together and put on his file of secrets where he kept all of his fucking pedophilia. Mm. So all of his dark, all of his dark fucking shit is in there. Mm. Luckily, that's with the police, but have they even done anything with it? Probably not. You know, I don't want them to look. Oh, I'm going to actually pause the show for a moment because we need to put a commercial in between.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easier than editing.
Oh, and we're like at the halfway mark. Perfect.
There we go. All right, we'll be right back. So it's all fine. He was just very irresponsible when he got out of the army.
And we're back.
Okay, so we have now on May 3rd, 1992, in St. Charles, Missouri, Nancy Kitzmiller was shot to death in the Boot Village boot store. The cash register.
Store names are so great.
I know. Boot Village. It tells you what it is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what
There's
I
no
want.
Doubt. No doubts.
The cash register was emptied, but her purse was left behind. She, too, was working alone in a store in a strip mall not far from I-70. Nancy had studied geography and was about to get her dream job working in cartography.
What's that?
Making maps.
Mapping? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
She was supposed to be getting this job in St.
Louis.
You need
Nancy on the case.
I know.
Oh, maybe she, that's
late. Like, no. She, he was getting a job in St. Louis at like the FEMA mapping agency or something like that. Like she was just waiting on all her shit to go through to start her job. And she just finished college and she played soccer. She was the captain of her team. And then she started a soccer club in St. Louis.
Nancy was getting it done.
She really was. On May 7th, 1992 in Raytown, Missouri, Sarah Blessing went to work at her store, a store of many colors. This one doesn't so much tell you, but that's because it's a very eclectic store.
Oh,
okay.
So that now that does make sense.
Yeah, because it's many colors.
Yeah.
It was what sounds like a really cool store with herbs, crystals, we like herbs, books on yoga, vitamins, jewelry.
Nancy was ahead of her time. Maybe.
Yeah, not enough black
form. Oh, no, this is Sarah.
This
is Sarah Blessing.
Sarah's like missed the hippie crowd, but little Porza.
It's like, and it was like a collective thing. It was like four or five women went in together on the store, and then they all had their stuff.
That sounds so nice.
Yes. These sound like really fucking kind people. Not that it's okay if they're not kind, it's like, what the fuck? Store was run by a group of women. Sarah herself was an herbalist and also counseled customers on nutrition. She was alone in the store, and at about 6:15, a man in a sport jacket walked across the parking lot and entered the store, quote, cool, calm, and collected, according to a witness. At about 6:30, someone heard a gunshot and called police. Sarah was shot to death in the back of her store. Her husband said the most beautiful things about her. I said this to Jim, and he was like, huh? I'm like, God, it was so beautiful and magical for me. But when they quoted him describing her in the newspaper, he said, her lifestyle was moving out of darkness and ignorance toward the light. She was a threat to the darkness and evil out there.
Aw, she sounds like the
Isn't that
cat.
Awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And that he talked about it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So the murders are all linked. Oh, look at this. Now I have the information I was making up earlier.
Yeah, here it is.
The murders are all linked via ballistics from casings left at the scenes. That is the key to solving this, in my opinion. And that's what matters. Because it's going to be a weird gun. I personally think that's what makes my uncle a suspect, because he had that Intertek Scorpion 22, as well as some other guns that he had built and modified. I have been informed that the St. Charles police do have the casings for my uncle's gun and will advise me of the results of the ballistics testings, whether it's him or not. Because, like, there, this other gun that they talk about is an Irma Work, whatever that means, or Worky.
Yeah, that's
or,
the one I could not remember the
name.
And
it's like this long, it looks like an old, tiny thing, pistol thing with a long barrel and stuff. And there are pictures of the guns that couldn't be sold, so I don't think I can publicly post those, but I might have them here to show you guys that I thought.
Why couldn't you publicly post them?
I don't know if I can. They weren't sold at the auction, so they're somebody else's private property, but I don't necessarily know whose.
I mean, it's just a gun, right? And your uncle's
the one that
modified
it. How did they become someone property if they weren't
sold? Well, they couldn't
the
be sold, so.
So someone.
There were people who took care of it, and I feel like they're probably safe.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
I don't think that, and yeah, I think they're safe. Wait, what was I about to look up? Oh, the gun.
The gun, yeah.
My pictures.
It'd be from American Horror Stories.
Yeah, there's that one.
That's the Uzi style one, right?
I think the Intertek Scorpion might have been the Uzi style
one. Oh, this
is
looking modified, because that's definitely not like anything I've ever seen
before.
Yeah,
and that too, but I don't think those are just the other ones that weren't sold. And then I was having fun.
Yeah, I don't want to scroll through my phone so freely.
That's strange looking.
Yeah.
Looks like something out of a Western.
Exactly. It's like, and the way they describe it, they're like, we think it is this World War II German gun remake of this Irma Werke or Werk or whatever it's called. Like, my uncle built a gun. Doesn't it kind of sound like they're describing something that was pieced together, they don't know what it was.
Were you guys aware that he like built guns or was in
no
guns?
His friends knew because they told me all these hilarious
stories. It's not completely like, I don't know, not that it, you know, is matters much either way, but at least somebody kind of knew. He wasn't just completely hiding it, but.
Yeah, but then, and let me say this very carefully, I once had a conversation with a person who may or may not have access to where these things are now.
Okay.
And I may or may not have been talking, and this person started saying things like, I don't know, there was like those weird guys that used to come over there, and they gave me the bad feeling, or, you know, something to that effect. And I didn't press, because I was already...
Like visitors to your uncle's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
That this other person found to be unsavory. Mm-hmm. Which means a lot.
Yeah.
Because it takes
a
lot to be fucking unsavory if you're friends with this guy.
Yeah. Okay.
And
context is there.
With the gun that he built, the reason I knew about the gun that he built is because after he died, when I was like trying to figure out what the fuck and talking to like his friends and stuff, just because he had a Rolodex with numbers in it. And so I called this guy and he told, I think we went to school with his son. But anyway.
Yeah.
He told me this story about how my uncle had built this gun and he called him up and said, you want to come over and see this? And he like set it up so it was in like a vise in the garage and then like tied it to his truck so he could pull around the corner to see if it would fire, if it would actually work. Mm. And it did. And he thought it was the coolest thing ever.
MacGyver level.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. He was really smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was really fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, some part of me, and I know it's strange in the way, but it's in the way that we all are a little bit, like, intrigued with serial killers. Some part of me, like, really wishes I could go back and meet your uncle.
Yeah,
I might have met your uncle, like, at a family something
probably
at some point.
Probably not.
But, okay. Because
he didn't come that much.
Okay.
He only came around, now that I'm looking back, when my grandma made him.
Okay.
And then when she was gone, he didn't show
your grandma,
up.
So.
Really?
Mm-mm. No, I always heard about how amazing she was, but I don't remember meeting her.
She drove me everywhere.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember really being friends with you until you almost drove yourself, so.
Yeah, like sophomores.
Yeah.
But she still drove me everywhere then.
Choir risers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we went home from school because we were like, we just didn't want to stay anymore. Mm-hmm. So we both went home. And then I called her because I that's what I do. I just call people. We were both watching Staying Alive or something, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I want to strut.
We bonded over that. Yeah.
That's how we became friends.
Yeah. And then we went to Wendy's a lot together on like, I think it was like Sunday afternoon. Yeah, because you drove and we would obsessively go around and look at whoever you were in love with. Remember we would.
At Wendy's?
No.
Oh.
Really, like at
and then culminating
and
at
then
Wendy's.
We would make like, we would make funny new titles for the acronym at the top. Like the FOE. Like we drive out because we went out River Road a lot because one of them, I won't name on the podcast, I suppose, but.
Oh,
was
yeah.
my call.
Yeah.
He lived out there, so you like to drive by there. And we'd go out
River.
He lived
on and, Center.
Yeah. And so we would, it was, the FOE was, I don't know if you remember, the fucking overeaters. That one. The female orgasm embellishers. Those are the only two I can remember.
I don't remember them,
and
but
if
I
you,
do make
Eagles,
for them every time I go by.
You know that the last one was not accurate of the people. They're not embellishing that
no.
at all in there. That I know of.
And I don't even know if I knew that it was like the fraternal order of the Eagles, like, because all I knew is what we made up.
Yeah, we probably
like
made
17.
It up because we didn't know what it meant. And we were like, how was we supposed
really
to know?
Fun words.
Yeah. Definitely, like, completely off topic, but I think still quite entertaining.
Yeah, you're the one that isn't even stoned.
Yeah.
Okay. I was talking about something. It was a murder.
We were talking about the gun. And,
yes.
So then we, yeah.
And the casings. Oh, I smelled yours. I was like, did I just... that smells delightful. What kind of flavor is it?
Yep.
Oh, that's all right.
Yep, it sure is. I have a new one. The same one. Silver something. I'll find
I have
it
no
for
idea
you.
What mine is either.
I'll find it for you and let you know. It's delightful.
There were also murders that took place in Texas in 93 and 94. However, I can't find where they are definitively linked to those cases, where they linked those cases to the other six. And they're not being included in the investigation in any official capacity that I can find, so I'm going to treat them separately. That'll be the next case we solve after we get done with this one. At this point, as far as Dido, you know, dead drunk uncle.
Okay.
Dido.
Is concerned, I'm really thinking it wasn't him when I was writing this. I think that mostly because, seriously, what are the odds? But also, the sketch they're using doesn't look that much like him. And then they did the age progression.
And then that does.
Yeah, which is really weird. There have been several sketches that I've seen in different newspapers and videos, in addition to the one that looked so much like my uncle. And this one that they seem to use in an official capacity the most makes me think maybe it's really not him. But then the age progression looks like he looked at the end of his life, so I'm probably just seeing something that isn't there. But still, because of that, I'm sitting here waiting for the answer and trying to prepare for either one. I kind of think it will be harder if it's not him, because then I still have to worry about what else he did. If it turns out to be him, then I know and I have a concrete answer. Either way, I suppose I still need to figure out where I can go and enter details about my uncle and be matched up with cold cases that fit his profile. I can certainly start with the murders in Texas that have been linked to this case in the past. And that's as much as I wrote.
Is there a database that exists?
Not like that.
For the layman, I guess? Like the...
No.
Should
I don't even
be?
Know that there should.
There should be.
Yeah.
Like here are unsolved cases. Mm-hmm. Like, were you? I don't know.
I mean,
but then I guess like the there are people who are just so morbid they would just be on there all the time and mm-hmm. sending in things. I don't know.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
Because there are weirdos who say fake shit that you know that messes up mm-hmm. everything,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like there should be some way for you know legitimate.
Yeah, like for stuff that's public knowledge about these different unsolved cases, and these are the things that we're looking for in a profile. of this killer. And you put in like a WebMD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
These
yeah.
are the
compiler.
He was an alcoholic, obsessed with guns,
yeah.
never married. Like, these are the crimes that match that profile.
Works a job that
yes.
allows him
he was
to
his
be,
own boss and he could do whatever.
Independently.
Yeah. And he would also be comfortable with these smaller stores like that because that would, I'm just realizing this. That would be the places where he would work.
Oh.
I mean, those aren't not in those locations,
mm-hmm. mm.
but like small like
in that
stores.
Vicinity or,
yeah. Like, but like, I mean, around here, it would be like a convenience store or at a gas station or like Marvin's.
Mm-hmm.
And so these stores, while they aren't little grocery or whatever, they're small stores like that that would be the kind of business where he would be comfortable going into because
mm-hmm.
that's where he goes into.
Mm-hmm.
And he would know. Or maybe go in and say, hey, I'm here to fix the heating or the refrigeration. And he would know the words to say.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls are working there by themselves. They don't have any idea what the owner of Payless or whatever, you know, set up to come in today.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he would be able to get them in the back. That is just kind of...
Yeah. It's certainly a theory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly... Hmm. I feel like we're going to crack this case.
I really do. More weird
shit. Oh my gosh, how much
would
the podcast take off?
I know. Have you watched Only Murders in the Building?
No.
We are fucking living it right now.
Every time I see it, I think of you, though.
I watched a little bit of it. It's good.
It's really good. And it's
I thought it was something, like, real. Like, I thought it was, like, real. And then I was like, is that Selena Gomez? Like, oh.
Yeah.
Like.
And can we talk about Steve Martin? He signed a deal with the goddamn devil. He's like 76.
Yeah.
Have you seen him? And he just had a kid,
you know,
didn't he?
His,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Biography is a book that I like had written down that I wanted to read and then never did. Until this very moment, I had forgotten all about it. I bet it's... Like, he's had a life, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot of Steve Martin intel.
I always liked him. I was always about the comedians, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, I don't dislike him, but...
I would be staying up late to watch improv.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Michael Scott. I really am. It's sad, but I just have to accept it.
It's okay.
I mean, you're more intelligent.
Of course.
Michael Scott.
But he's fucking terrible.
Well,
I mean, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's sweet, but he's terrible.
He's doing the best he can with what he has.
Yeah. I wonder what if that's. Oh my God, that's the next American Horror Story. Michael Scott's backstory. He really
right.
came from this horrible, like,
right.
cult. And he had
he
to murder
one of the kids
people.
In Lady Gaga's basement.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Should I watch that season longer? I must have.
No,
should've.
It upset me so much.
I didn't like that season.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I have love-hate relationships with the seasons.
I've only liked, like, two of them. I haven't watched more than, like... Why am I...
To be fair, there are a couple I don't think I watched at all. Because I was like, I don't think that's appealing to me.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to watch it.
Nope. I'm excited to watch the Gucci movie with Lady
Gaga. I just saw that advertisement. It looked pretty cool.
Because yes. The Versace movie was so good. The Gucci one has to be good too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been watching Just Shoot Me is the show that we've been starting. And the guy from that played Gianni Versace in that movie recently.
Oh.
That was a really good movie.
Hmm. Maybe I'll have to check it out.
Do you guys remember when that happened?
Yeah.
Is that like the murder?
Yeah.
And now it's a hotel.
And they were on a... It was like a manhunt for
the story.
The guy.
Yeah, they found him on a houseboat dead. He killed himself after he killed
I don't
him.
Know the story at all. I just remember it like was about them.
Yeah, he was kind of like a stalker, this kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was total psychopath. He would just go places and pretend to be different people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Completely off topic, but I only just found out recently. So I've known for a long time that like if you're going to go into military, you have to come off of like ADHD medications
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. But I did not know they cannot be on SSRIs. So I don't understand for like a year ahead of time. So I think, someone else told me this, but they kind of investigated the bit themselves. So like, I don't know, we were kind
Why?
Of discussing like, so what, you like send people off to the war and they come back with PTSD and then what, are they not allowed to work anymore?
Yeah.
Or are they like grandfathered in? Like what?
It's different how it works.
Okay.
Like, so I have a service connected disability and, you know, for part of it is anxiety,
mm-hmm.
like things that happened while I was serving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if I would have had, like, they had asked at one point during our in-processing and basic training if any of us had been sexually assaulted. And I had, you know, we were supposed to alert someone privately, whatever. I did that. I sat in a room, and they, like, it takes me a minute to get all that out. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my story's pretty heavy. And so I had started,
I'm so sorry.
No, are you kidding? Everyone coughs, especially when they hit the vape. That, you know, well, this happened to me. And they're like, you know what? You're pretty, and you can't really blame, like, you know, of course your stepbrother's going to attempt to rape you. You're pretty. So, you know, this could hold you up, and you won't graduate with your flight. Do you want to pursue this? And it's like, you know, I'm however many weeks into basic training, I don't want to go back.
Right.
You know, and then it made me feel silly for even, you know, because I didn't get to tell them the whole, mm-hmm. you know, I only got to start.
What's the point in telling people to come aside and talk about something if you're not
going
to allow them?
It's to only help. To hold it against you. It's not to
right,
help
but, like,
you.
I feel that if they would have gone into that more, mm-hmm. they would have seen that I was a terribly anxious person, but I was, you know, had been terribly anxious my whole life. It was just, you know, I was so, it was just this.
Yeah.
So I think that what they're trying to do is prevent caring for someone long term. Like, if you already know that, you know, they suffer from depression, and then you put them into a situation that could cause that to become exacerbated in some way, now it's associated with their service, and for the rest of their life you're caring for, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
to provide.
Right. Yeah, I think, like, the whole... Are you familiar with the Bo Bergdahl case?
No, but doesn't sound completely like...
He served... I want to say maybe it was the Navy or the Coast Guard, and he was let go for mental health reasons, and he went back home. And then a couple of years later, he joined the Army when Afghanistan and all that stuff was happening, and he was sent... Like, basically directly there after boot camp. Like, very little training. Like, they were doing the rest of their training while they were over there. And it was like this, you know, in the middle of the desert, a random base. There were things going on there. And, like, to hear his story, he left to seek help at this other base that, like, he took off on foot while you're in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And the terrain isn't, mm-hmm. you know, you can't just walk down the street.
Yeah.
And he was captured and held prisoner by the Taliban for 5 years and tortured.
Oh, that's why it's probably familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Not
but they
so
were
much
saying
the
backstory. Like, you know, he had this, it was like a mental health thing. Like, he saw something was being handled wrong, and he was so emotionally invested in getting that taken care of that his own safety and what he was doing didn't come into play. So, like, had they noticed his record from the Coast Guard that he was, you know, unstable and... You know, they shouldn't have allowed his enlistment at all. But, mm-hmm. like, so I think that might be part of it.
Mm. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're given a gun. You want to make sure that,
you know,
they don't turn that on themselves or someone else.
That's a whole other podcast.
Right.
You should make sure of that, yes.
I think we, in all of our off-topic talking, we cover, like, 5 different podcasts.
I know.
This is just everything.
They're definitely going to have to take their Adderall to keep up.
Right? Everyone has the same problem right now. Oh, which leads me to a new segment.
Okay.
Only because I thought
this
of the name.
This is a surprise.
I know. I thought of the name, and I thought it was so clever, I wanted to make a segment. And it's called Don't F with Steph.
So appropriate right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I wish I had thought of that in the beginning for the podcast.
It's the turd and cunt family. Mm-hmm. Is there, I think there's a hyphen now.
Yeah.
They're the turd
cunts. Which is very progressive of them for back then.
Yeah.
had they not fucked with you, we wouldn't be here now.
Yep. Had my uncle not fucked with me, no one would know what he did.
No. If they.
Yeah.
But getting a message to contact someone you don't know at the funeral home when you're planning your...
Like, on what... town.
Right.
She very easily could have gotten a hold of my parents.
Easy.
My parents know who she was. Like, they were all
easy.
In school together.
No. Mm-hmm. It was this, like, they lit a fire under you from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this
yes! Because
was...
they had to get to the will. They wanted to make sure that we didn't have a will that didn't have them in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the will didn't fucking matter. All they each got was $20,000 from that. Everything was the beneficiaries. Because he gave them all those bank accounts. The man had $440,000 in a savings account. Just sitting there.
Wow.
And I was in charge of the account.
I know you already said it, but I am astounded that he did not blow through that money.
Actually, he didn't spend anything.
Yeah.
I mean, the smoking and the booze, but he didn't spend money on anything.
It's wild.
Yeah.
He made everything. He made his house.
How much money?
Yes.
Right. How much money was he making selling guns?
I hope they're enjoying their gun money. Fuck.
It's like, you know, who... who were the critters, I don't know another the people going over there that the person felt that they gave him, like, they gave him that uncomfortable feeling.
When he was saying that to me, like, he looked scared.
Like, we shouldn't talk about it type of thing.
Well, yeah, he was like, yeah, you know.
Like, who around here is in...
He was saying it nervously.
Right.
Yeah, and he's like, he's real cool.
I picture, like, Back to the Future, the guys with the guns in the mall parking lot. Like, they got them from your uncle.
It's the Libyans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be. But he wouldn't do that. It would be a fucking...
No, that's just what I picture.
Hillbilly militia or some
shit. Right, but, like, that's what I picture, is these, you know, guys pulling up in a van and opening fire.
Yeah, what was it about them?
I don't know.
It's, like,
stuck in my head. But, your uncle, too, I don't know. Like, he wasn't going out and shooting these guns, but he was making these guns.
He did have a target in the backyard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But he also had a loaded gun next to his bed.
Right, and for what? Like, he lived in the middle of the country. Right. Also, it's all...
But he left the door unlocked, too.
It's
like daring people to come in.
Please come in so I could shoot you.
He did. And there was the guy who roamed around in the field back there. He owned the field back there. And my uncle told him he'd shoot him if he saw him out there again. And he never came back until after my uncle died.
Is that the guy that lives in the house, but up the... Like, it's back off the road?
I think so. It's, like, not connected to his field or whatever. He inherited it or something.
Yeah, he was found, like... We have a mutual friend that lived nearby that area, and he would be found, like, peeping windows and stuff. Like, he he's a window peeper weirdo.
He knew enough to know that our cameras were there, and he, because it was the neighbor who told me he was coming back after Bill died, because she would have her kids mow the lawn and stuff, but they said he would park his truck across the street, so on the river.
Yeah.
And then walk and go back in there and be wandering around the yard. But we never saw him on any of our cameras, and we had several.
We had footprints on our back deck because I grew up by where your uncle lived. And, we could follow them out to the woods. Like, he would just walk through the woods.
Who are we talking about?
Some dude.
It gives away too much information about where, like... I don't know. I don't know how much information you went out there.
Well, I mean, anyone can find out exactly where we're talking about real easy.
Right. Oh, super easy. Yeah. Yeah, there was like it's a very weird situation. Like, you know, maybe his mom is somewhere sitting in a recliner, like, you know, she never died type of guy. Like, he was super creepy. And
so he should have got along with my uncle, really.
Yeah, they could have been friends. Yeah.
But, like, they had a pond, and when we were kids, like, we would try to go there and, like, fish, like, with our, you know, little kid fishing pools. And then I remember, like, someone saying, like, that's the house where the guy lives that, like, he's been caught peeping in windows.
Oh.
So, that's a thing.
Is he still around, wherever he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But he knows from what I understand, he's from the mutual friend that we have had told me that he knows everybody's business out there because he's always...
That's strange.
Like, we might need to contact him.
Like, he moves in the trees is what he had said. Like, he...
Like, maybe it's we do not need to contact
him. Pretty dense woods. Like, he just gets it. He has, like, tree stands and he's watching people.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's Tiffin.
I'm acting like the whole like everything we're talking about is not weird.
Now that's weird.
That stands out.
Yeah, like don't go back there for Halloween because he's the guy that would put the razor blades in the candy.
We were just talking about this.
And I don't know how much of it is.
Honestly, how like we just don't believe like that the heroin addicts would like put syringes in things, because I think heroin addicts, other than the harm they do to themselves, are relatively harmless folks generally.
The last thing they're going to do is give away their
drugs. Well, that as well. Yeah.
And needles aren't easy to come by.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it's like when they say, like, you know.
I shouldn't say harmless. I'm sure there are things they would do because of their habit. But I don't think it's sabotaging other people's, like,
candy.
Halloween candy.
Like when they say. Because of their addiction, not their habit. I don't really like my use of that word.
To watch your kid's Halloween candy for, you know, THC gummies and stuff, and it's like, look.
Giving that away.
No. I get 30-35% off on Veterans Day. I'm not sharing with anyone.
Yeah.
And you only get so many.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's very regulated. Like, this is mine. I'm not sharing, I don't know. I don't get it.
And, I mean, they don't taste great. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those sparkling pear ones are delicious.
I don't know if I've had those. Are those the ones that are the 40 milligram ones?
No.
Do you eat like a whole gummy? Is that like at a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the ones that the sparkling pear are mostly CBD. But so they're just phenomenal. Hmm. Like the whatever formulation they have going on, like it's pretty amazing what they will take care of.
I might have to put those on my shopping list.
That company is the one company that I buy the same thing every time. Like,
is it just CBD?
There's a little.
Okay, so you need a card to.
Yeah, there's a little bit of the good stuff in there, but it's such a minute amount. Like, I don't feel any kind of change in my like how alert I am, or if anything, I feel more alert because I don't feel crappy because I've. The medicine in it is working.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking awesome to, you know, look for medicine your whole life that works so that your tummy doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
and like now it's like, oh, I'm starting to feel really bad. I'll just bite this in half and pack it in my cheeks, and I just absorb it through my gums, and then
I got some patches.
Oh,
I liked them.
Yeah, like I just want to feel good.
Yeah,
and so if it's a delicious gummy makes that happen after all the years of Big Pharma filling me with infusions and 16
pills. You don't have to do anything anymore that way? That's nice.
No, I've had worse side effects. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to be able to just get high and feel better is amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We sit in the park.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's people, there's cars,
there's a lot of like
purse chains.
There's a lot of
bees.
Movement in the other part of the studio.
It's a very large studio we're working with today.
Yeah. No, I think you had said that you had this, what'd you say, suspicion that it wasn't your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, we don't know. Like, this whole.
I think this is my anxiety. Like,
what if it's not and I've invested, you know, the time?
Or what if it is? Either way.
Yeah.
I am in such a heightened state of, like, mental preparedness or something.
Yeah.
That everything will just make me snap.
But you can't change anything.
I can't.
No, it's.
There's nothing I can do.
What is the, like, do you use, like, AA steps or something? Like, what's the 12 step for
you? I don't know.
Like,
I don't think you have control over your...
You have no control over your obsession.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make your uncle a killer or not a killer. You're going to find out.
It already happened.
Although, for purposes of my entertainment, and I feel like the podcast, let's mostly assume he's the killer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, like, I look at the composites, and I see, like, they look so much alike.
Yeah.
I really think so.
Yeah.
And then, like, there is no way that someone who keeps a... What was it? A thumb drive of child pornography.
Yeah.
He's modifying guns and selling them to, I mean, we don't know if
he... Yeah, he's checking off a lot of boxes.
Right.
I want to know if he set fires and wet the bed.
That's right. Did he ever harm his dog?
I slept in his room.
Did it smell like pee?
No. It was terrifying.
It really was terrifying in his room. In his room was where the attic was.
You slept in?
In grandma's house.
Oh, where he grew up.
Yeah. I thought you meant like recent
years. Oh, no, no. God, no.
What if it's some conjuring thing where his room had some kind
of portal? The attic was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, what if there's some portal there? Here we go. This is, now we need a sixth podcast.
I know I'm in the minority, but I don't believe in ghosts, and I don't believe in paranormal. But you believe in
Michael Myers.
But I love the creepy horror factor, so mm-hmm. yeah, I like that.
Podcast number six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone is keeping a list.
Yeah, we are not.
I have a pen.
You know, amazing. I listen to my current favorite podcast, and they have fans that, send them in tips and things, and I'm waiting for, someone to say, "Did you guys think about this?" And then us to think, "Oh my god, all this."
Yes.
But I don't know if there's just.
Tell us your ideas.
Right. There's on people who Facebook. Have been invested in this though.
Yes.
I'm new to the I-70. I'm sure I've seen documentaries and things over my...
It was on Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah, because I've loved that stuff my whole life.
Yeah.
And I can imagine I was sitting in my parents' house watching Unsolved Mysteries. Mm-hmm. And he was down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so gross.
It is. But also, from the perspective of somebody who is, into this... murderino type of situation. Mm-hmm. It's fucking cool.
It is
because
cool. Not that it happened, but that
you couldn't have ever known.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing for you to
it's
ever
like
feel.
The investigation process of
right.
it.
You can't feel guilty. You know what I mean?
You've
done something great here.
I'm relieved that I uncovered
him.
What I already know he did so that I don't have to have any guilt associated with shit because he was the lowest form of shit that mm-hmm. exists.
And if it's not him mm-hmm. and he had what if the casings match but come to find out he didn't have possession of the gun at that time, you've at some point you've provided evidence
mm-hmm.
I don't know, Steph, it's you've done something here.
They have my DNA.
Yeah,
so if he left DNA, which I was reading an article last night.
Oh yeah,
well not them I've told them
if you've made it this far we've got to DNA.
Yeah. I had my ancestry one, stuff. Mm-hmm. And then right after he died, I upload, and I don't know why I didn't do it before, but I think it had occurred to me before that maybe he was a fucking killer.
Really?
It had to.
Before he died?
Or that he was just a creep person.
I was literally just going to say, if you didn't find the hard drive and you didn't find the weird guns, would you still think you had... started upon this path, but it sounds like you already were suspicious of some kind of strange something before.
I think so, but I can't remember what I was talking about.
I don't know, we were talking about you providing good evidence.
Like, I thought maybe, my DNA, that's what it was.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The people sitting there going, what?
They're you were talking about the DNA.
And one of them isn't even
true.
Oh my God. Okay, quick
I
DNA.
I should own that because I am sober.
That's all right. So, okay. Right after he died, I went on, because I already knew you could do this, to GEDmatch, because that's the one that they use to get the Golden State Killer. Some relative of his somewhere. That he would never know, 15th cousin, 12 times removed or some shit.
Right.
But it's a public database. And so when you upload your DNA there, there's all these disclaimers and shit that this is not private. This is law enforcement can access this. I don't know if it's for that, but it's for all kinds of different DNA collections and shit. But it is not private.
Oh, damn.
So, but if you already have done 23andMe or whatever, mm-hmm. you can take your results and have them uploaded to GEDmatch. So that they have your DNA on file if you have a relative.
If you ever commit a murder.
If you too have
you.
A relative who is a serial killer, you can upload any DNA to GEDmatch.
I don't think I want to know that.
Because I was just going back and looking through, and I think maybe that's what I was thinking. I don't know.
I'm just trying to find out if I'm European.
Yeah, I found out nothing new.
You were just a little bit ago.
Good. That's funny.
European.
I'm almost always a peeing.
Me well, too.
Yay,
I'm 40. A peeing or a smoking.
Well, you dare say have to be a peeing if you're a smoking, because yeah. You're going to do it.
Oh, you're going to do it at the same time. It's powerful, man. You will pee your pants.
You're a coughing.
Yeah.
Oh,
you'll cough
gotcha.
So
okay.
Hard
yeah.
That, like, your toenails are going to come out of your face.
Yeah.
For the listening viewers, we are also involved in a group chat together in which they often discuss, like, their marijuana-related whatever, and I'm like, nothing. I got nothing to add. I mean, even if I was a user, which I'm not, because whatever, I can't be, but... Like, I don't have the knowledge base that you guys do.
I only do now.
Yeah. Okay.
Since I got my card.
Well, like, and anything I thought I knew, as soon as you go to a dispensary.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a whole new world.
Hello, I would like the weeds.
Yes.
Yeah. Here.
How much of it would you like? What
right.
percentage of it would you like?
Right.
Would you like it to wake you up or make you sleep?
Right. And then look at all these terpenes. And then mm-hmm. that's a whole other list of things that...
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's
yeah.
For sure. Right, but you can, like, at this point with what, like, and it's still so new. But, like, every time I go in there, there's something new that, like, they're like, oh, if you, like, gummies. I would just chew them up and swallow them. They're like, bite it in half and put it, you know, it'll absorb through your mucous membranes mm-hmm. quicker than your, I'm like, oh, okay, good to know.
I yeah. did not know that.
You just, yeah. so, like, chocolates, just let it melt in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because
I have a bunch of old...
You definitely get good delivery through your mucous membranes. Mm-hmm. And you can...
No, I have...
Like, whatever medication.
Like, I have my tummy gummies. Mm-hmm. And then I have my Nanite gummies. Mm-hmm. And my Nanite gummies, I usually only need half of one. And it'll not only put me to sleep, but keep me asleep for a pretty decent amount of time. I have no idea what their percentages are. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the person that I trusted to tell me about this
yeah.
stuff, like, said, hey, I've... found, because they're all also patients.
Yeah.
Mm.
I found relief with this. And it's like, yeah, I have a hard time, you know, I have pain. I have a hard time staying asleep. Here, try it. And they fucking work every time. And there's no side effects. I don't wake up feeling weird.
Yeah.
If I wake up and
like
I have to.
Hangover effect.
And I have to European. I can make it to the bathroom without stumbling or fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's, I can't imagine doing that with anything pharmaceutical grade. Like, you know, that I would get from a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
the customer service level.
Yeah,
they are so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very happy.
Well, yeah,
they're customers. They're in
mm-hmm.
retail where their customers aren't. Everyone's so chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine.
And
yeah.
they like know what they're talking about, and they want to help you through it. It's not
yeah.
like any other customer service where it's out
mm-hmm.
and they don't really help you.
No,
it's
nice. It's such a nice environment.
That's what we don't F with Steph corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah.
Don't
yes.
F with Steph.
I have this letter from my former employer.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
They, a whole year later?
Yes.
Sorry, we forgot to mention to you in a year.
What happened was I got a letter the other day, and it said that my previous employer, which I have not been with in over 8 years, had a data breach that involved an actor, one person, accessing on December 10th of 2020.
So this is November 13th,
2021.
Yeah, so like almost a whole year later.
Yes. They're just now notifying me. And they specifically say my social security number and my name were
and that's
compromised.
What the Cunt family had from...
Yeah.
From...
So everyone,
your stuff is just out there.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm just learning that I have a real problem with vulnerability in general. Like,
yeah.
I get angry when other people appear vulnerable to me in a way that I don't like. Like, I have a real problem with vulnerability. And now, everyone has my fucking social security number.
Let's do some ASMR about it. Like, how do we settle this down? What do we do for you? I don't know.
It was...
This is such bullshit.
And it was from an employer and from a lawyer. So why are these people giving out my stuff? And then I called. I talked to someone from Ropi. And he was, of course, a dick. I actually recorded it. I recorded it for my documentary that I'm making about my
people
customer
who fuck
service.
With
stuff. Yes. My customer service experiences involving... where I'm not really a Karen, okay, so just stop it. But it's because it's the insurance and...
It's situations where you're working with someone who should be providing a higher level of customer service.
It's someone where they should McDonald's. They should be helping me.
Right. Yeah, like, I was going to say, none of it should be my job. The offending part of the...
Right. No. No. Hello, my uncle's just passed away and I found out some troubling information. Oh, it's cool. The people who are fucking with you, will just give them all your vitals.
Yeah.
Here's her social address. Anything else you need?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, thanks. One stop shop.
Right. So, like, that is so over the top fucked up for you.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make you a Karen. Maybe a Susan. I don't know what the step down.
I mean, you're supposed to be a Beth right now. It's good to be a Beth.
Okay, oh, then I'll be a Beth.
Yeah.
People always think I say Beth when I say Steph.
Yeah, see,
there it is.
They think I say Beth.
I think it's a play off of Good Girls. I think it's like Beth off of Good Girls. Like, I keep saying, I feel like it's her silhouette when people are like, don't be a Karen, be a Beth.
I don't know that
for sure.
Well, it's official because we recorded it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's fact.
Yeah,
that now is fact. Yeah. It'll be on the interwebs.
I don't know what the intention was with that silhouette, but that's what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and everyone knows it.
Now, it's, yeah.
And so, this dick I talked to, and I recorded it, he was kind of like, we didn't hand out your social security, you know, and he was kind of giving me that kind of thing.
Oh, being defensive.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, no. I'm actually the victim here. So we're not going to sit here and act like I'm being unreasonable. I am not being unreasonable.
I should feel so sorry for this corporation that my information got stolen from
you. After how they treated me before.
Right.
Because I still have the proof where, the HR person contacted my doctor's office and had my doctor's note changed to say that I could go back to work after they had just told me I could not work.
There's a whole lot of wrong there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the nurse pointed out to me, she told me all this. I mean, she did it and she told me this. But she said, and I just want you to know, I have no idea if this is true. You can verify this because I think it sounds really stupid.
I hope I can, because otherwise I sound stupid.
She said, well, it's in your chart. And so your medical chart is a legal document. So if you want a copy of this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can get a copy of your...
Well, no, I have it. But I mean, is it a legal document?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Like, it's a... I mean, it's... essentially could be a court document. Like,
well, I have a legal document that proves that they called them and said that.
I remember people being off on workers' comp and the company wanting them back to work and calling the office and asking, well, how about if we get the note to say this? Like, well, you want this person to come move heavy machinery while they're on Vicodin in every 4 hours? I don't think that sounds very safe.
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Well, we could find a desk job. So you want this person walking around your factory while they're on narcotics? Like, they're in pain. Yeah. They hurt. Sitting in a chair isn't going to change matters. Like,
well, see, I was fainting. So if I was sitting in a chair, I was fine.
Sure.
And they just said I couldn't drive. They changed it from I couldn't work or drive to I couldn't drive.
Right, but like...
So I just had to have people drive me to Fostoria and pick me up in Fostoria.
There's plenty of people sitting there.
And she literally said, that's not my problem. When I said, how am I supposed to get there? She said that to me. And I said to this guy, I was like, this sounds like Vicky. Is Vicky still there?
You got that so hard.
Oh, I did. It worked out for the best, honestly, that it happened that way since everything worked out. But... it was so fucked up.
So have you done all of the things that you're supposed to do when your stuff's been breached?
I already did. Yeah. Because they kindly gave me suggestions of all these things I can do.
Uh-huh.
Because doesn't it feel like someone else should be doing this?
I work for a large corporation where at any time I could open the wrong attachment in my email and bring us down. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's just how ransomware works now. Mm-hmm. And like, they do test emails. Like, I'll get an email, and if I open it, I'll get an instant email to take a class on, you know, online safety type of stuff. So, like, it's a real thing. Like, people could get your information and really fuck your shit up.
Mm-hmm. And this didn't happen until after I got good credit.
Damn.
Like, they could have done this 20 years ago.
Right.
I wouldn't care. I'd encourage it.
Right.
We're all going down with this ship.
Yeah, can't somebody hack me and, like, get rid of my debt?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Please take my...
The Robin Hood of the internet?
I was looking last night. It's really depressing. I have been paying on my school loans for 8.5 years, and I paid off about $9,000, which is
a fraction
of, yeah. So, I mean, mine are not terrible compared to some people, but they're still a lot, and that was frustrating.
No, I keep getting those emails now to telling me to get ready to start repaying on my student loans after, like, the reprieve we've had because of...
Uh-huh. Yeah, same.
You know, and it's like, it's they seem so threatening.
Yeah. I know, they're always like, hey,
get ready.
Yeah, get ready.
Get ready.
I feel like there's a lot of get ready. Yeah.
Ready to sweatband?
Yeah.
Let's get physical. What kind of ready do I need to be at? Do I need another job?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, and as if you're not ready, somehow that email will be helpful to the situation. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just need to go out to that money tree. I keep forgetting to pick off of it.
I'm not ready.
I guess I could attempt to get some money from Steph's Social Security.
It's out there floating around.
Here, you can contact these people and they will be happy to assist you.
Hello, I'm calling about one of your old employees. I'd like her Social Security number. One moment, no hold. There's already three people waiting.
Yeah.
If that fails, there's a lawyer.
So, yeah. I haven't even contacted my lawyer yet because I'm like, it's just going to cost me $500 for him to tell me there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like paying $500.
And then also not, you know, having your concerns met.
Yeah, because there's nothing he can do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not his, you know, he's perfectly helpful. There's nothing he can do.
But, it's just so fucked up that they waited a year. Like, what has happened?
I did ask him, like, a year, and it was like, that's the process or the policy and how the thing, you know, it was just a corporate bullshit.
They have press releases right away, unless they didn't have the means to catch it in time. If their IT department or whoever wasn't.
I have a feeling that they just caught it.
Right. It happened. Mm-hmm. Somebody's been in our system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is probably what it is, I would imagine.
So I guess in that case, it's lucky that my information was given away and I knew about it last December.
Oh, yeah, so you were.
Because then I already had a freeze on my credit when this happened. Actually, no, this happened before I would have had a freeze on my credit.
But you would have gotten some kind of alerts by now if there was...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't found anything...
Somebody got my information and went in and thought, like, they're like, oh, wait, no, there's nothing that you can offer us.
If they looked at my old information, then they would be like, she's too poor.
Yeah.
I'm still poor. I just don't have the crippling debt that I used to have.
Yeah. Fuck.
It was nice while it lasted because I got out of debt promptly to have my Social Security number handed over to some thieves. And he's all like, we didn't want to get hacked.
Of course. Well,
you didn't protect it either, did you?
No, I just think you have so much coming at you from so many directions, Steph.
Yeah. It's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
My mental health is not good. And I filled out the fucking thing. And I said, because I'm not going to hurt myself or anyone else. I need to make that very clear, okay? But, like, in the questions to get the psychiatrist, it says, like, have you had thoughts of, you know, and I answered yes.
Of course.
Because I'm trying to get help, you know? And they said, I'm sorry, you need more help than we can provide. Goodbye.
Too hard.
And I have literally not heard anything back from them.
So, I remember, like, after having my first baby, like, being so worried I was going to hurt her, like, bump her head on the door walking through, or, like, I just... dropper, you know, all the things you could do to this, you know. And my first, like, the 6-week checkup, and they were like, something about hurting your baby. I'm like, oh, yes. Uh-huh. Like, because I'm talking freely. Like, and they were like, we need to go get someone else. I'm like, why? They're like, you have thoughts of harming your baby? I'm like, yeah, like, if I accidentally dropped her, I was in a car accident.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. Yeah.
This fucking monster.
Not running our car off the bridge.
Right. Throwing her out the window.
Oh, my God.
Like, no. Rephrase that. Find better questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you shouldn't have been, never mind, we can't, you're unhelpable.
Yeah. But the thing is, doesn't that mean I... need help more?
Right. There isn't someone that calls me, hey, sweetheart.
Like, I feel like I need it enough that I'm willing to answer that honestly.
I wonder who, like, screens that type of
intake. It's not anyone that has any medical or mental health.
To be honest, that's probably a little bit better of a way for them to not have liability.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Well,
because
yeah.
if you told, like, a, you know,
a real
if
person.
You told us, we'd have to be like, oh, we're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so fucked up.
Or it seems like they would probably have a way of finding somewhere else when they obviously mm-hmm. know that they're going to get people that they can't help. Mm-hmm. This can't be, like, the only time this has ever happened.
Well, like, I wonder if they're... So, I read a book, and back in the... Was it the... Like, when Prozac and everything first... Like, the mid-90s?
Mm-hmm.
Talk therapy was frowned upon and not paid for by insurances.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you wanted to go talk to someone, you know, trained to support you... Your insurance wouldn't pay for it, but they would pay for medication or for to talk to someone who could also prescribe medication. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's really...
still not always perfect coverage for...
Oh, yeah.
No.
...therapy, apparently. Mm-hmm. I mean, not apparently.
No, and I guess now it's starting to get approved more
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they found that that was a bad thing. But, you know, there for, I don't know, that's been 25 years of, you know, are there just not a lot of therapists out there? Because... If you're not getting
there's a lot more than there once was, but
yeah.
it's still probably not as much as
I remember trying to find people therapy, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a therapist. So I have that, but I need a psychiatrist too, because I need to have someone who can prescribe. Mm-hmm. Especially because now with my doctor retiring, that I'm already on some things, and then at least I would have someone that could manage those.
And no one's coming in to take over his practice.
No, his brother will help, but he's not taking it over. I mean, he's got I know he's younger, but he's...
And no one wants to see that brother.
No. No.
No.
No.
Fuck. And I really haven't tried yet, honestly. I've just been kind of...
I think it would be worth it for you to drive out of town at
yeah.
this point.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like crippled with hopelessness and anxiety. I couldn't pick up the phone
sure.
or anything.
To be fair, you probably even if your primary care was sticking around, he's probably not like the best healthcare provider for you for that. You've already got your card, so you're technically almost like technically on triple therapy because you're doing this several different. So it's almost like somebody else should probably manage it.
But yeah,
somebody who you hope knows. More
anything
does a better job
anything they
well, no,
try
I should
a
say
little.
Better job. I'm not saying yours is doing a poor job.
Oh no, he knows enough. I trust him because he knows enough to tell me when he doesn't know.
He
really, like, with the whole with all the pots and everything, he got me to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognized enough to do that.
I get that you mean pots, as I saw in Namia. Are you talking like a grandma? Like,
yeah, the pots like the weeds.
I was like,
the marijuana.
Oh, that's nice.
I like the pots. I do say it that way too.
I still would take that care for you. I'm not sure why you're talking about it that way. But
to
go to Walmart.
I mean, most people didn't even know what it was, though. He knew enough to kind of know,
mm-hmm.
and then to know which doctor, not which doctor, but which doctor. But that was just luck, though, because it just happened to be that doctor who went to. He used to work with Dr. Grubb. That's how he got me in there, because otherwise I would probably still be on the waiting list to get in to see him. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would imagine, because he's pretty renowned in that field.
Like, people come from all over the
mm-hmm.
world.
Yeah.
I have a very important doctor. I can't see him, though.
No.
I saw him on the video last year.
Oh.
The video. Look at me now. I keep saying the.
The.
No.
It's probably because you're on the Davenport.
Yes, I am. I am. My grandma used to always call it the Davenport.
The Davenport. That's one of my favorite words.
His room was scary in her
Davenport
house.
Grandma.
I didn't finish telling you how scary it was.
Yeah. So, like, can we go back to... Let's go.
Okay. So, Grandma's house, which I almost drove over to the other day, just... Because it's, like, the college owns it, so it's college kids in there. And I, like, maybe they...
Are they disturbed?
I don't know. I want to ask them. But I think my in will be... I just want to take a picture in the backyard on the sidewalk. There was a sidewalk square that when Grandpa poured it, my dad and my uncle wrote their names in it. It was like 1957 or something. And I know I took a picture of it somewhere, but I can't find it. And so I don't care that much, honestly, but I thought that might be my in, like, hey, could I take a picture of that? Would you mind? And then maybe they would let me see the inside of the house.
Yeah.
Because because I haven't seen it.
Be like, oh, it used to look like this or that.
Yeah.
Well, that's can I come in that
bedroom upstairs and I want to see if it's still scary. Has anyone been haunted mm-hmm. since last December?
Do you guys have any sage?
What if they've all been haunted since last December? I do.
You might want to take it with you.
Yeah, I will. But seriously, okay, because when I spent the night there, I spent the night there all the time, and Grandma had two beds in her room, and then there was my grandpa's room, and then, which when they were growing up was my dad's room, and then the front bedroom, which was my uncle's room. And it's just always been cold and creepy and fucking scary in there. And I would spend the night, and I would always sleep in Grandma's room. But sometime, I guess I thought I wanted my own room at her house or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't live there. But I would go and sleep in that room, and I could never spend the whole night in there.
Hmm. So you should have listened to your instincts.
Yes.
I mean, I guess that doesn't mean anything would have changed. He wouldn't necessarily have not been a creepy dude or whatever.
Well, no, but I think... if I had grown up always looking at him as a creeper, a weirdo, this all would be a lot easier, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I suppose there's some...
I have this imaginary...
there's some part of you that's mourning the loss of an uncle.
Of figure. Who I thought he was.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like the loss of the uncle you grew up with or the one you thought that you...
because he wasn't around, and so I realized I really did fill in a lot of blanks myself.
Yeah.
And make him to be this cool dude.
Yeah.
Who just came around.
Are you allowed to say your uncle's name? Is that...
oh, yeah.
What is...
Bill.
Oh, so he was Uncle Beer.
Yes, right? Yes. Okay. I called him Uncle Beer because he always had a beer in his hand.
Yeah, I remember because you liked Uncle Beer. Like, yes. I remember you talking about Uncle Beer.
Yes, and because he was a smoker, and I was a smoker then, too. Mm-hmm. And everyone thought it was so terrible.
Other than
and
the
it
potential
is.
Serial killing and pedophilia, you guys had a lot in common. Mm-hmm.
Drinking and smoking, that's what it was. And everyone else in my family, no one else drinks or smokes.
Yeah.
And so I was like... cool.
A cool uncle.
Yeah, he runs his own business, so he's his own boss, man.
Running his own business, selling weapons to...
yes, to the Libyans.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Well, I really hope that... is it St. Charles? What is the...
St. Charles, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. I hope that the detective, like... I'm sure that they're not like, oh, we have these bullets that might be from a gun from a serial killer. We'll check them next month. I'm sure they're on it.
Yeah,
yeah. But I just hope that they get back to you in a timely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He did keep saying every time he mentioned it, he would let me know either way. So
we were joking the other day. I was like, definitely on CSI. They just call up and go, we need that like now. I'm like, but I suppose they don't expedite like when potentially the murderer's like dead.
Yeah.
Like, although I guess he's only probably not even a suspect. But
he's probably
a
person
of
interest.
So I suppose.
But I imagine
he's
they
the
have
only
some
dead, not necessarily anybody.
Like
else.
The victims' families to give them some sort of
right,
like, hey,
right.
This guy, it was
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying they wouldn't
definitely.
Care about
it. Totally
it just
random.
Might not be at the top of the list.
Right.
But
like, and what if I don't know? Peace of mind is.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I think that they see it that way too. I don't think that.
Yeah, well, they take
it sounds
like
at least
they'd like
that at St. Charles. I can attest to that they seem like they are really...
yeah,
I mean,
it seems like you have a nice line of communication.
Me.
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, I was looking for people and posting shit, but he reached out to me, so...
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, I had submitted tips online, but he saw a post that I commented on Reddit, and like a couple days after I put the comment, he messaged me. At first, I got a message from someone saying... it must have been, his son must have seen it, and because it was like, my dad's an investigator, and would you get in touch with me? And then I didn't answer that, because I was like,
yeah,
it's
whatever.
Not fucking weirdo,
yeah.
Whatever. And then the next day, I got one that said, this is Raymond Floyd, you know, and then he was like, if you'd feel more comfortable, you can call on my work line or email at my work email, you know.
In my mind, I'm envisioning the documentary where you and Raymond Floyd, like, get to meet eventually. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's so nice finally meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, my uncle's a murderer.
The detective on it right now is a woman. I just hope that she's not, like, a Trumper or something.
Oh,
that would really ruin my fucking life.
Yeah, totally possible.
It probably
it
is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very possible.
But, I mean, at least there's a woman there working on it. I like to see that.
That's,
you know?
That's very silver lining of you. Nice.
I try. I don't necessarily believe the silver lining shit I come up with, but I try really hard
you're
to come up with
it. Manifesting
it,
maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting something because every day there is another fucking crisis that I cannot handle. And so I just sit. Yesterday I didn't even get high all day. That's why I just laid on the couch. And I just laid there. I didn't do anything. I didn't move. And then at night, Jim was like, did you even get high today? And I'm like, no. And I tried to eat something and I wasn't really hungry. And then I got high.
And then you were hungry.
I was very hungry. And I was watching the same show. Now I'm laughing at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a huge change real fast. So I think I should probably not go that long of periods for now without it.
Yeah.
Like, I just have to do whatever I have to do right now.
All joking aside, it's a medicine.
You know,
they give it to you for a reason.
Yeah. So I will take my medicine like a good girl.
Well, so here's to a week of no more crazy drama for... Don't... What is it? Don't fuck with Steph?
Don't F with Steph.
There it is.
Please. I'm just begging you at this point. This isn't even like a statement to be tough. Please don't
speak
F with
Steph.
Speak
it into existence.
I can't take anymore.
Do people get to... comment on podcasts? I've listened to them, but there's
an activity spot on here, so I know somehow you can.
Or like, if you guys have stuck with this whole time, in the comments will be Steph's social security number.
I'll make sure to get some people who know it so they can post it for me. All right, everyone, have a great and wonderful day. It's gonna cut us off in 4 minutes anyway.
Oh okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.